What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call. Never
ends. All right, so because high school never ends, that emotion that you felt back in the day when you were picked last in gym class or something like that, we want to know, what is an emotion that you could feel as an adult that makes you like evoke that, I don't know if it's embarrassed chills or what you would call it, but you just feel terrible about it. I found a list on Reddit, and I thought all of these were pretty relatable. But 916-909-1065 is our phone number. Call it, text us, and add to this list. Let's talk to Alex. Good morning. Or no, Cameron. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
Good. So what do you want to add to this list?
Well, it makes me frustrated because I'm the last to get important information in my family. They'll be like, oh, hey, remember, we're doing this thing. And I'm like, wait, we are?
Right.
Like, I wasn't told, because what happens is they figure it out and they're just like, okay, we need to make sure we tell Cameron. And then everyone assumes that the other person
was going to tell you.
That's a good one. You know, and it's kind of similar to one of the ones that I found on this list of, you know, you find out either last minute, like you said, or you get invited to something same day. And it's very obvious these plans have been around for a while, but you're just finding out about it. Thanks so much for calling, Cameron. 916-909-1065. This is a good one. When your baby reaches for the baby's grandmother instead of you.
Oh, that hurts.
That's one we got on text messages. 909-1065. Okay, here's some of the ones that are on this list that I found on Reddit. Getting invited to go out and then being asked if you would be the designated driver.
Oh, wow.
That's rough.
That's kind of rude.
Yeah. Friends wanting to take a group photo together and then handing you the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't even imagine.
That's a great one. This one's one of my favorite ones. No one eating what you made and brought to the potluck.
I hate that.
That would kill me.
That would hurt me so much.
That would absolutely kill me.
And like, it's one of your like favorite dishes. Yeah. And you're like,
I feel like I've had that happen even at like barbecues at your house, Gavin.
What's that? Oh. Where you bring something and nobody eats what you bring?
Well, in her yard.
Whatever you're about
like
to say.
It's like a salad, your clam salad or whatever.
Oh, if it's
my world famous clam dip.
Yeah. If it's a clam dip, yeah. I mean, you should just expect something called clam dip to not be very popular.
Yeah, I like it.
Very rude.
Kevin likes it. Here's another one that's on there. Being sat at the very obvious randoms table at a wedding.
Yeah.
Where you look around and be like, how do you know the bride and groom? Well,
co-workers. Or if you feel like you're part of a group of friends and they all get asked to be part of the wedding party and you don't.
Yes. Yes. That's a rough one. We got a whole bunch from Wake Up Call listeners on Facebook. What'd we get?
Okay. Caitlin said, this is hysterical. When your twin sister forgets your birthday. Allison said, no one laughs or reacts to the funny Teams messages you send.
Oh, that, you know what? We can kind of relate to that where we think we're being silly gooses in the office and
no one else does.
Reacts.
Crystal said, oh, this is so true. When your kids get left out.
Oh, yeah.
I've definitely felt that.
Yeah.
Because it does kind of make you think like, well, what's wrong with my kid?
Right.
Haley said, sending out an all staff email about something exciting and no one responds.
Oh, yeah. I know that Kevin feels this one a lot when on Valentine's Day, other people in the office get stuff for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start getting you stuff for Valentine's Day.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Like this, but obnoxious stuff.
But then save your money.
Like a big stuffed gorilla.
Okay,
that would be amazing.
Great.
Okay.
And then the last one, and if this isn't the truest thing I've ever heard, Sarah said, no one wants your gift at the White Elephant Gift Exchange.
Oh, yeah. And you think it's real funny.
Yeah. Or good.
Yes.
Or like, oh, God, people are going to love this.
Here's another one. And I want to do the opposite of this one. But this is one I found on Reddit. We're talking about what's an emotion you can feel as an adult, but it made you feel like you got picked last in gym class in high school was when you find out that your friends are going out of town, but nobody called or texted you inviting you, that's bad. But I feel like it's 10 times worse when a friend of yours that moved away comes back.
Oh, God, and doesn't see you.
And they post a bunch of pictures of them seeing a bunch of people, and you're like, you didn't call me or text me?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that means that's not your friend.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, though, keep the text messages coming in.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Honestly, looking for any excuse to play the Game of Thrones music.
Sure.
But this time, it makes sense. There is a company that has brought back the dire wolf.
Now, when you say a company, you mean like a lab.
Yeah, but it's a private lab.
Okay, got it.
It's not like a government that did this or anything like that. And that is actually creating a problem, that we're going to get into in a second. But just so you know, though, the dire wolf was a real animal. A lot of people kind of think that it wasn't a real animal because they were on Game of Thrones and they were these gigantic wolves on the show and they were pivotal characters, but they were real animals that existed 12,000 years ago and they went extinct.
Okay.
And this company brought them back. Here's a news report about it. Now you're going to hear something at the very beginning of this. That is the sound of baby dire wolves howling.
It's an animal that hasn't existed for some 13,000 years. The dire wolf, made famous on the television series Game of Thrones.
It's a dire wolf. There are no dire wolves south of the wall. Now there are five.
But the long extinct species now making global headlines for a new reason. A Dallas-based biotech company saying they've resurrected the giant Ice Age wolf, essentially bringing it back to life through a process called de-extinction.
And what they did was they basically combined DNA from gray wolves.
Okay.
And it's not like true Jurassic Park where they found like a mosquito in amber.
Okay.
They were able to kind of like piece patch like an animal and basically create a dire wolf again. And if you want to see what they look like, text Wolf, W-O-L-F, to 916-909-1065. They will be full grown one day. And when they are full grown, they are big ass wolves.
Okay.
Jurassic Park, one of my favorite movies.
Okay. Can we stop saying Jurassic Park?
Well, that's kind of what they did. And I keep thinking back to Jeff Goldblum's monologue in that, where he's like, should we have done this? What are we going to do with these dire wolves?
We're going to kiss them.
What are we going to do when
we're
they're
gonna
no
ride them?
I don't think we can ride them.
Well,
like, is the plan to keep them in captivity and just look at them? Because if that's if that's the case, okay, fine.
Of course, that's what the
well, it seems like a miserable existence. But like,
they didn't exist at all before this.
I know
better than that.
So should we bring them back just to keep them in a cage, or do we release them? And if we release them, then you've screwed up an ecosystem.
Okay, two questions. They haven't been in existence for 13,000 years.
Yeah.
Stupid question, were there humans back then?
Yeah, kind of.
Roughly.
Yeah.
Okay, still evolving.
Yeah, like cavemen-ish.
Okay, got it. Okay. Second question. Okay, if we don't want to bring back extinct species, then why are we working so hard to keep species from going extinct? Because think about the panda.
Right.
We are in, and globally,
mm-hmm.
we are in a rush to get them to have more teeny tiny panda babies.
Right.
And I understand, like, protecting whales because, like, Japanese whalers are, like, taking them out and everything.
Sure.
But you said that the reason, when you went to the San Diego Zoo, the reason that they, that the population of pandas is dwindling is because they're too lazy to have sex.
That's only one of the reasons. That's the funny reason. But that is true, though.
Like, okay.
They're too lazy. They don't have sex enough. But the big reason, and I'm glad you asked that question, because my wife asked me the same question, because it gets me to go back to Jurassic Park.
Oh, my God.
Jeff Goldblum also says in that movie.
We talk about Jeff Goldblum too much on this show.
Hold on. These are not animals that were extinct because of deforestation or human interference. This nature selected this to go extinct. Like he says, dinosaurs had their chance. Direwolves had their chance.
But they didn't have their chance.
They did.
They died because of an asteroid.
But they existed for hundreds of millions of years.
Well, did the direwolf get that chance?
The direwolves have been on Earth longer than humans have. And nature selected them to go away. So if that's the case, then we need to respect that, I think.
Okay, if that's the case, then we should not have medicine. If that's the case, we should not have cancer research. Because what did you say before? They selected them to go away? What did you say?
Nature selected them to go away.
Okay, so there are humans on this planet
that
nature is selecting to go away, and we keep them alive.
Self-preservation's different, though, than what this is.
Oh, my God. I would let my direwolf bite you.
Listen, here's the thing. Nobody wants to kiss a baby direwolf more than this guy.
Okay, thank you for saying that, finally.
But they're going to grow up. And what do we do with them when they grow up?
I'd like to think spoon them.
This is the same company working on the woolly mammoth.
That is absurd.
Oh, that's absurd. Because why? Because you can't kiss them?
I can't hold that. That's crazy. Now, could I ride it?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, It's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right, and it is a huge jackpot of $560 on Are You Smarter Than Katie? I'm still thrown off. I don't know why I'm thrown off.
I don't know why, because it seems like you were fine for a while.
And now I'm not.
Right.
So what's going on?
I don't know.
All right, well, here's the good news. Caller 17 is not a guy named Snack.
Okay, you have to tell the backstory on this.
Good morning, Zach.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Kevin screens our phone calls, and
we just hear him go like this. Your name is Snack? And well, then a long pause, and then he goes, oh, Zach.
My thing is, when they answer the phone and they're so quiet, I make up names that sound like their names.
Oh.
So they get more excited.
That makes a lot of sense.
I have snacks at that time, so it probably makes sense.
Oh, okay. So you probably heard the snack he was eating. That's what that is.
Yep, she does.
Katie's leaving the studio. I have five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Like I said, the jackpot, Zach, is $560. So close to the record. Are you going to take it?
Oh, my God.
Let's find out.
I am.
Question one. The wife of the bass player of Weezer, my favorite band, was shot and arrested by police in L.A. yesterday. A high-speed chase ended in her neighborhood, and she came out with a gun out of fear, but then refused to put the gun down when cops told her to. It's a weird, really weird story. Which of the following is not a Weezer album? The Green Album, the Purple Album, or the Black Album?
The Green, the Purple, or Black. I'm going to say
3 seconds. Three.
Purple.
Okay. Purple. Question two. Justin Bieber had an altercation with paparazzi yesterday as he was walking into a restaurant near Coachella. Instead of ignoring them, he got in their faces, called them names, and started accusing them of only caring about money and not human beings. Speaking of money, there are 7 denominations in U.S. paper money. How many have presidents on them?
Six.
Question three. A famous gamer named Valkyrie was supposed to have a cameo in the Minecraft movie, but she's mysteriously not in it. Do you know who that is, Kevin?
Mm-mm.
Okay. She says that she was cut from the film because she spoke out about Jason Momoa's bad on-set behavior when he yelled at the crew in front of her. What language is the word Valkyrie?
Valkyrie is in...
3 seconds.
Swedish.
Swedish, okay. Question four. The Last of Us Season 2...
Nordic.
The Last of Us Season 2 premieres on Max this weekend, and it's getting amazing reviews so far. In fact, the glowing reviews are so positive that HBO Max has already said it greenlit a third season and teased a possible fourth season, but said it will not go past the story that is in the video games. Good, because that did not work out for Game of Thrones. The zombies in that show are caused by cordyceps, which are real, and they are what?
They are a brain-eating amoeba.
Okay. And finally, LeBron James is being turned into a Barbie. It's part of their Ken Bassiter program, a line that they are going to be making of famous supportive men. I love that. And they will be sold exclusively at Target for $75 a pop. So if you bought six of them, how much is that?
75 times six is $450.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Zach, what are we doing right now besides eating snacks?
Getting the kids ready for school.
How many kids?
Two kids.
What, boys,
you met
girls?
Them. They did a visit at your studio once.
Oh, really? How long ago?
I worked at Farrell's, and then you guys had my...
Oh, yeah! Oh, my God! Yes!
Oh, yes!
Can I tell you how much I miss Farrell's?
Oh, me too. That was the funnest time ever.
That restaurant kicked ass. That was so
fun,
much fun. Oh, man. All right, Zach, yeah. I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. This story's wild, but police shot the wife of bass player of Weezer, Scott, yesterday. A high-speed chase ended in her neighborhood. Then she came out of her house with a gun.
Yeah, because one of the people driving was in her neighbor's yard.
Right, and then police told her to put the gun down, and she refused, so they shot her in the shoulder.
She pointed the gun at them at one point, too.
Such a weird story. Yeah. So weird. Which of the following is not a Weezer album?
Oh, okay.
The Green Album.
Okay.
The Purple Album or the Black Album?
Purple.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, good job. They also have the Blue Album, obviously. They have the Red Album as well.
Obviously.
Blue Album. That's probably their most famous album. Question two. Justin Bieber had an altercation with paparazzi near Coachella yesterday. Did you see that video at all?
No.
So he's walking into a restaurant. He's like barely wearing a shirt. Like he put his head through it, but then didn't want to put his arms through the sleeves. And he just, instead of ignoring them, got in their faces, called them names, and then just kept like doing the money symbol in their face with his fingers, saying like, you only care about money. You don't care about human beings.
Okay.
I don't know. Just I don't know why they can't just ignore them. But anyway, speaking of money, there are 7 denominations of U.S. paper money. How many have presidents?
There are 7 denominations.
How many have presidents? 3 seconds. 3? 5. That is correct.
No kidding.
That is correct. Yes.
No.
Hamilton and Franklin.
I knew that there were some founding fathers.
Wow. Question 3. There's a famous gamer named Valkyrie that was supposed to have a cameo in the Minecraft movie.
Okay.
She's not in the movie.
It's a girl.
She said that the reason she was cut from the film was because she spoke out about Jason Momoa's bad on-set behavior when she saw him yelling at crew members.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What language is the word Valkyrie?
What language is it? It is...
3 7 3
Latin.
It's German.
Oh.
Also, I would have accepted Old Norse.
I almost said that.
I know. When you Google it, it comes up as Old Norse. And I was like, what is Old Norse?
Right.
And they're like, it's German, basically.
Okay.
All right. Question four. Season 2 of The Last of Us premieres on Max this Sunday.
Okay.
It's already getting amazing reviews. Better reviews than the first season, which won a bunch of awards. And the reviews are so good that HBO Max already announced before it even premiered that they greenlit a third season with a possible fourth season. But they said they are not going to go past the story that is in the video games, which I, as much as I love it, I think it's a good move. The zombies on that show are caused by cordyceps,
yeah,
which are real.
Yes.
And they are what?
They are, oh.
3 seconds.
Please don't do that.
Three.
They're plants?
Two. Can you be more specific?
Roots.
Fungus.
Oh.
Fungus. Question five. LeBron James is being turned into a Barbie.
Okay.
As part of their Kenbassador program.
Adorable.
Where they're making Barbies, male Barbies out of famous supportive men.
Cute.
I think that's cute too. They're going to be sold exclusively at Target for $75 a pop.
Dear God.
So if you bought 6 of them, how much is that?
Okay. 75?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
700.
The answer is $450,
okay,
which is what Snack got. However, final score. Zach, you got 2. Katie got 2.
Oh,
it's a
God.
Tie.
Woo.
That was a nail biter. That was a nail biter.
Ooh.
Boy.
Do we get a tie-breaking question or no?
No, there's no tie-breaking questions. They're fungus, yeah.
New fungus. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Did you play those games?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but I just heard, yeah. No.
All right, okay. Well, what is it that you want to tell us, Zach?
That I am not smarter than Katie.
No, no.
And what was that?
My wife screaming in the background.
She said, I knew it.
Yeah, it's really great. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for playing. We're adding $20 to the jackpot tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
$580. Long live Ferrell's.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
This building is haunted.
We do believe
what?
So.
Yes. And it started this morning when I was coming in, and I don't spook easily, but I got spooked because I used to be an elevator person.
Okay.
Okay. Explain what that means. And this is a very recent change.
I used to take the elevator, and then one day I saw Kevin, who takes the stairs every day.
By the way, it's a two-story.
It's not a lot of stairs.
It's a two-story building.
And I go, you know what? I should probably take the stairs.
Yeah.
So I've been taking the stairs for about, I don't know, 2 weeks or something like that. 1 week. And today I'm walking up the stairs and there's nobody here. I hear the elevator. The doors opened, which I thought was weird. And I actually thought it was Katie.
Mm-mm.
I thought Katie had to use the bathroom downstairs for some reason.
No, I was in the kitchen.
So then the elevator comes up and then the elevator doors open. And I'm expecting her inside. So, like, I'm standing there Nobody.
Oh my God.
And then I walk into the Odyssey suite and I see Katie coming out of the kitchen and I go,
he kind of walks in and he looks at me and his eyes get a little big. And I was putting my step down. I go, I got to go to the bathroom real fast. He goes, I think the place is haunted.
Oh man.
I go, okay. He tells me this story. I go to the bathroom. While I'm in the bathroom, I hear the door of the women's bathroom open. Understand that at the time of day that we get here, and all this happened as soon as we got to work, the time of day that we get to work, the only people in this building work here at Odyssey, and I am the only female.
So our ghost is a female ghost?
Okay, so, okay, we know that for sure.
We don't know that for sure.
Are you so it's a pervert?
Or just identifies as a woman.
Well, that's enough for me. We can call her a woman.
Also, lazy.
Oh, because elevator.
Takes the elevator. Right,
okay, right. Okay.
Are we sure it's not the other guy that works here that is probably half asleep and forgot?
Which one? Which guy? Somebody that we work with?
Yeah.
No.
Huh. The elevator opened and he said nobody.
That could be a malfunction.
Also, Paul would not open the women's restroom.
You're right.
He wouldn't do that. He's a feminist.
Right.
Okay. He would want me to feel secure. And I heard that door open and I went, and my very first thought was, who's here?
Now, if I didn't tell you that story, would it still have spooked you?
If you didn't tell me that story,
about the ghost in the elevator?
I would have thought maybe a cleaning crew was here.
Right.
Not this early.
But they're not.
No.
No.
Right.
They're not. So what are we going to do? Okay, first of all, I can see it on Kevin's face. We're scaring him.
Yeah, you are. I hate ghosts.
Okay, so when I was leaving the bathroom, Kevin was coming up the stairs. And he, did you say?
I said boo.
Yeah. Okay. I was already a little bit spooked after hearing that. And he didn't know. So he goes, boo. And I go,
guys.
And he goes, did I scare you? I'm like, yeah.
Not the day for that, Kevin.
I didn't know. I'm right. So sad we're haunted.
And Kevin spends probably the most amount of time between the three of us by himself.
Yeah.
Okay, can I tell you something? I feel sad for this ghost.
Why?
Because if you're going to haunt someplace, this business park is where you're going to haunt.
Right. I agree with that. Like, I don't want to come here and I'm alive. Like, imagine having to come here for eternity.
And all you do is, like, the majority of your ghostly life is watching Kevin run to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why they didn't haunt me yet. They feel bad for me.
Or watching either us do a radio show or Wells Fargo do mortgages. Like, I can't think of anything worse. That's hell.
And now
that ghost is in hell.
Next door is an insurance company now again.
I fell asleep while you said that.
Right. Well, now it's an eternal sleep.
Watch different teachers come here to take testing. Like, these are the things that happen
in
this building.
That's what happened in this
building. Nothing exciting. So this ghost is in hell.
Wow.
This is terrible. We have to free.
We're purgatory?
We have to free this spirit.
Okay.
I don't know how to do it.
Okay. So I assume we need a candle.
Yeah, probably.
Candle. Okay, so
Ouija board? We have a Ouija board.
Should we use the power of three?
We have a Ouija board.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I
don't want to talk to it.
You what? Why?
That's so
that's
mean. It doesn't get to talk to anybody.
What are we going to say?
Hey.
Can you not watch me go to the bathroom? That'd be a good start.
Okay, fine.
I mean, maybe it's got tea for us from the other people.
What if they bring their friends?
I don't think it works that way.
I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it works either.
I want to come here anymore.
Honestly, that ghost is a terrible friend if it brings its friends here.
Right. As if it could get worse.
Right. That's really mean.
And I'll bet, you know what? That ghost can't bring its friends here because that ghost absolutely would have tried to bring its friends here by
now. A long time ago.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Hey, guys. It was a long day. A long day of haunting. Yeah.
They're doing Taco Tuesday in Suite 300. You guys want to come? No, man.
Although, wait a second. Now I'm thinking about it. How is that worse than haunting like a battlefield? You know, like what goes on in a battlefield?
I feel like there's more people haunting a battlefield. So you've got like buddies.
That's true. There's a lot, probably a lot more.
Right. And there's probably like, you could still see action.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Here it's like.
Yeah.
Sylvia raised her standing desk.
Right. Man.
Justine just sitting right next to her, staying seated. That's what they get to see.
Ooh,
John's here.
Getting coffee, huh?
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call. Everything is awesome.
We are playing The More You Know for Lego. Katie and I were talking about this yesterday after we got off the air playing it. We're having a lot of fun playing this game.
It's quite a lot of fun.
Yeah. A 4-pack of tickets to Legoland in San Diego up for grabs. And Portia, you are caller 17. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations. You get to play The More You Know for Lego. So I am going to tell you a fact or is it. At the end of it, you have to say whether you think that is a true statement or a false statement. Katie and Kevin don't know the answers to any of these, and they will try to help you.
Yes.
All right?
Okay.
All right, here yes. Here we go.
Turns out I know the answers to a lot of them, but I don't know why.
Right.
Yeah.
We discovered that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go. What did you call yourself? The smartest dumb person?
Yeah, yeah. I'm the dumbest smart person that's ever lived.
All right, Portia, here we go. First one on here. The national animal of Scotland is the unicorn.
True.
Oh, true. True. That is true.
I guess I'm going to say true because they seem so confident.
That's right. Smart. That's
yeah,
right.
Believe okay. it or not, that is actually
Lucky
true.
Them.
That
Lucky
is actually
them.
True. All right, here we go. Greenland is the largest island in the world.
No. False.
Kevin says false.
I say...
Katie is stumped.
I say true because it's not a continent.
What? That wasn't even the fact.
All right, so
I know that, but that's why, because it's an island.
I'm going to agree with Katie and say true.
Oh.
It wow. is true. And Katie was kind of right about that. Yeah.
Yes.
All righty. Here we go. Before it becomes red, white, and blue land, as we
right.
found out.
God, can't wait.
The chemical symbol for oxygen is X.
Kevin?
That's a no.
Okay. Kevin says it's false. I go with Kevin on this.
False.
That is correct. Kevin,
Good
what
job,
is it?
Kevin.
What is it? Oh. Oh, Kevin loves chemistry.
He does.
H2O, oxygen.
Portia, you're doing so well in The More You Know for Lego, trying to win these 4-pack of tickets to Legoland. Next one on here, Leonardo da Vinci painted the Sistine Chapel.
Leonardo da Vinci?
No, I believe it was Michelangelo.
I think it was Michelangelo, too. The one with them touching fingers.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to agree and say false.
Wow, we are on a roll.
So smart, you guys.
Here we go. We are doing super well. Okay, here we go. The longest bone in the body is the femur.
That is
yes, that
correct.
Is true.
True.
100% true.
Yep. Also true.
Yeah.
Anything
wow.
science, you should trust me.
Okay.
Anything science, you should trust Kevin. All right, let's keep going. Here we go. Playing The More You Know for Lego. Jupiter
Mm-mm.
was the Greek god of the sea.
No.
No, that's Poseidon.
False.
You say false?
I say false.
Everybody says false?
Yeah.
But Kevin seems stumped about something.
I thought it was Neptune. What?
Oh, it is Neptune.
It's false. Neptune and Jupiter are Roman gods.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So is it Poseidon?
It was Poseidon.
What is going I am a genius.
She's on a roll
Stop
today.
Stop looking at me like you don't get it.
You could guess things.
How could I guess any of these?
Basically, the Romans just took all the Greek gods and just renamed them.
Right.
That's
right.
basically all they did.
Right.
All right, here we go. The largest venomous snake is the anaconda.
I'm going to say false, and I bet anacondas aren't actually venomous.
Kevin, what do you say?
I'm going to go with false because King Cobra.
I'm going to say false.
Wow. Yes, and Katie's right again.
Okay.
The anaconda is the largest snake on Earth, but it's not venomous.
Wow. What's going on?
What is going on?
I don't know.
This is why the Are You Smarter Than Katie jackpot is so high.
Something in your miso or something.
Because it's called genius. It's called sexy brain.
Let me see if I can even, at this point, I just want to stump Katie.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Next one on here. Sydney is the capital of Australia.
False.
I'm not even going to answer.
They're right again. It is not the capital of Australia.
It's Melbourne.
No, it's not. Oh. But that doesn't.
You got stumped.
But that doesn't matter. She doesn't need to know that. Okay, here we go. Red, yellow, and blue are the only primary colors.
Red, yellow, blue. No, because no, green.
No, because it's Roji Biff.
Okay, so Kevin's saying Roji Biff.
Roji Biff.
I think
you're still giving it an F.
I think you're thinking of what a
rainbow.
A rainbow is?
Whatever.
And you're also adding an F at the end of
yeah.
it. What color is F?
Fancy.
I'm going to say it's not all the primary colors, and I believe green is one.
Portia, what do you say?
I'm going to say true.
Portia's right.
What?
Yes.
Those are the only primary colors?
Yes. You're, because red and blue make green.
Oh, right. Yes.
So Katie's wrong on that one. Portia, you are still undefeated.
You're a genius.
And I only have one more on here. I mean, you won the tickets.
Right.
So congratulations.
So
the tickets
let's
just are
yours.
See
how far we can take.
All right. So congratulations. You got a 4-pack of tickets to Legoland. One more on here. Can you go 10 for 10?
That'd be crazy.
The spiciness. Is measured on the Scoville scale.
That is correct.
True.
Unbelievable.
Because of hot ones.
10 for 10. Oh, because of hot ones. Yeah. Portia, the smartest person to ever play.
Yep.
The more you know for Lego. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. Very impressive, though.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Enjoy Legoland and tag us in all of your pictures. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.